Imagine walking into a giant room, and the next thing you know, all you can see are bright flashing lights, strange ringing noises, hundreds of people screaming. No, you're not having a medical emergency. You're a contestant on a game show. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And when you watch them on TV, it all looks so fun and glamorous. Mm-hmm. And many of us would do anything if we could just be one of those lucky few contestants who've been chosen to play.
It's such a cool dream to have.
I've tried.
Really?
Yeah, I was in The Price is Right. Only in the audience, though. It's a long story.
Never actually got on, huh?
I have a lot of PTSD from it.
Well, it's a big deal to some people, but it turns out being a contestant on a game show might not be as exciting as it seems, because a survey recently asked former game show contestants to reveal some of the behind-the-scenes secrets that TV viewers don't know about, and here are some of their top responses. Number 8 says, I was at the TV taping for a food-eating show. At the start, they brought out this giant burger, and the guy acted like he started chowing down on it. After about 4 bites, they turned the cameras off and threw half the food out and then started filming again. And they got us all to chant, one more bite, one more bite.
Oh.
Pretty disappointing.
That's like Man vs.
Travesty.
Food. I love those shows.
And dude, why wouldn't you share with the crowd? You don't
I
need
know.
To throw it away. Cut that thing up and pass it around.
Right?
All fake. Number 7 says, I won $100 on the show. Let's make a deal. Once you win, they hand you a stack of cash, and then they cut to commercial. And then they immediately take the cash back.
Really?
Then after the show was over, I had to fill out a huge packet of legal stuff, which took almost 2 hours to complete.
Oh my God.
When I was on the when I was in the audience for The Price is Right, I was a college student, right? And so I thought for sure we were going to get on. Like, we made shirts that said, Montana Delta Gammas love Bob, right? Because Bob Barker was still the host.
Okay.
Turns out there was some other people from Montana there. They got up and actually won a Jeep, right?
Whoa.
So we're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Talk to him afterwards. They're like, yeah, we couldn't win it. I'm like, what are you talking about? They gave it to you. We watched them. They're like, taxes were too high.
You have
to be able to pay the taxes on the spot.
Yeah, you have to pay the taxes if you win. Like, that's what when Oprah gave away all those cars.
Yeah, and they ask you, like, do you have a credit card where you could pay taxes right now?
Dude, that sucks.
This person said a little over a month later, after they were on Let's Make a Deal, they finally got their check in the mail, and it was for
$74. Oh, they took
it
with the taxes out?
Yeah.
Number 6 says, I was a lifeline on the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh,
before
cool.
filming, we were all prepped. And in this prepping session, there was no mention about Googling. In other words, it was understood that using the 30-second window to Google the question was okay to do it. When I used to watch the show, I always assumed it was information these people knew off the top of their heads.
Me too. Everyone has such a smart friend. Where's my smart friend?
You're allowed to Google. That's your smart friend, Google.
Yeah, Google's your friend.
Number 5 says, I tried out for Jeopardy once, and they said they deliberately make the qualifying questions much harder than what you'll actually see on the show, because one, they want to find people who are actually smart and not just lucky, and two, they said people get kind of stupid when you put them on TV in front of a camera.
Oh, I bet.
That makes
sense.
Because
you're live, you're on air.
Right, yeah. You're
That's
nervous.
Like, people tell us they get nervous when they call into our show.
Yeah, it's Alex Trebek in real life. I mean,
like, oh my God.
That would make anybody's heart just go pitter-patter.
Really is this boring?
These are behind-the-scenes secrets from people who have actually been to the tapings of popular TV shows. Number 4 says, I went to the taping of an episode of Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition.
Whoa.
We did a ton of reaction shots to nothing. The producers lined us up and said, okay, everybody turn around and be excited about how amazing it looks. They're just acting. So we all turned around and cheered for nobody. Eventually, the person who lost the weight came out, then went back in and came out again. Also, they handed out McDonald's gift cards to the crowd, which was weird because it's a weight loss show.
Irony.
Yeah. Number 3 says, I went to a taping of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I'll never forget this, but Regis is as dumb as rocks, they say.
Really?
Regis does not have the answers until they show them after you have locked in your answer. So he's not really making faces to try to guide you. He's making faces because he's also stumped.
I think that you've made this point before, Jubal, where everyone assumes that Alex Trebek is also a genius, but he's really just reading cards.
He's a game
right?
show host.
I've always thought growing up, this guy is brilliant.
He still puts off an air of smart.
Right?
He's smug.
Regis Philbin does not put off an air of smart.
That's true.
Like, I've never thought, like, oh, that guy was genius.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's never, like, that. None of that shocked me.
Yeah, read the prompter, bro.
Yeah.
Number 2 says, I auditioned to be on the show Wipeout, and I quickly found out that they specifically look for people who act insane or people who are just willing to make a fool of themselves on national TV.
Yeah, what is duh? Have you not watched reality television
in the
last decade?
It says they're 100% not interested in any athletic people who might actually have a chance of completing the courses. Yeah. So I was not picked. Or that's just your excuse. Like, I'm just way too athletic.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pick me.
I have abs, so.
Yeah. And the number one behind-the-scenes secret from a live TV taping was, if you ever get called up to play a game on The Ellen Show, do not pick her up out of excitement or give her a bone-crushing hug.
Okay, I mean, that should probably go for, don't pick up anyone.
Yeah.
That would be my advice. It's just something you shouldn't do.
But she seems, like, lovable.
Her whole brand is, like, very pick-upable.
Yeah.
Very pick-upable.
Yeah, like, you can pick me up and cuddle me.
Yeah.
It says, we were told prior to the taping that she has a bad back, and if we touched her, we would immediately be escorted out of the building.
Well, she's a lot older than she looks.
That's true.
Yeah,
you gotta
is.
Remember that. Like, I think she's 85.
I know.
She
looks like she's, like, 40, but she is a lot older than she is.
You know what? Well, or is it work?
No, she just never had kids. You look so good if you never have kids. Those are the things that age you.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Text in at 78592. You ever been to a game show or TV taping and were severely disappointed? Tell us about it. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.